We're going online this morning on Bear Country 95.3. Mick is here from Montague Webworks. What up, Mick?
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well, and you?
I think I'm doing okay. I know we're going online. We have a website to check out this morning and also a topic that everyone who does go online should really know about.
That's right. It's in the news. It's kind of scary, actually. It's called the Heartbleed Bug, and you may have heard about it past couple of weeks.
It's a virus?
It's a flaw in a piece of code that is in widespread use across the internet on servers out there. And it's kind of a technical thing, but it's really kind of interesting. It doesn't affect you everywhere. Like, most banks don't use it. So let's take a step back. When you're in your browser, because it really starts here. When you're in your browser, when you're just tooling around on the web, most of the time you see in the address bar on the left, you see just HTTP.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So that just means I want to get a web page.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if you go somewhere like Google or if you go to your bank, you'll see it says HTTPS. And there might be a little graphic of like a lock or the bar will suddenly turn green.
Okay.
That's the secure layer. And that's what was under attack by this Heartbleed thing.
Heartbleed? How did they come up with a name like that?
It refers to the fact that part of when you have an HTTPS connection, what's actually happening is the server is making a direct connection with you and keeping that connection open, and that's called a heartbeat. So if you're not typing anything, the server is still every 5 seconds talking to your browser to say, are you still there? Are you still there? Because you may have closed your browser.
Okay.
So while you have your window open, while you're still on that page, it keeps this open communication so that it knows that you are still a person that logged in a few minutes ago.
Okay.
To keep the encryption. So we've got like a little funnel or a pipeline going directly like eye to eye, like a paper towel tube. We're looking at each other and no one can get into what's going on in between. That's the encryption. That's the paper towel tube, so to speak. So this bug was accidentally written in 2 years ago by the programmer that worked at this open source organization that made this thing called Open SSL, and SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer, and that's the S in HTTPS.
What a jerk this guy is.
So it was a mistake.
Or this gal.
Just a few weeks ago, two people independently of each other discovered the flaw. One person at Google, and he got a $15,000 bounty for finding it. And it didn't hit most banks because banks don't use open source a lot of times, but like Google does, obviously, and a lot of these other. So any places that use a lot of open source where you're logging in under a secure thing, that's what was under attack. And it's like 500,000 websites at least that they know of. Yes, it was massively widespread. The bug sits there, and once you log in, and you've created now the tunnel into the server, they ride that, and they were able to siphon stuff out of the server. So not so much your computer, but like the server. That means that they could also get your information from the server.
Not good. So is there a fix?
Yeah, the fix has been applied to a lot of places, not all of them. And so the website that you can go to learn more about this is heartbleed.com.
Heartbleed.com.
Yeah, the company in Denmark who found the bug named it that so it would be easier to report it widespread because it actually has a much longer technical name.
Good.
And then they bought the domain name just to put up an information page so people can go to it and figure out how to fix it if they run a server or how to avoid it if they're just a consumer like you and me.
Right, and learn a little bit more about it. Heartbleed.com.
Heartbleed.com.
Heartbleed.com, our website. For this week's Montague Webworks website of the week, of course, we love Montague Webworks as well. You can go there, learn a little bit more about Montague Webworks. And remember, the Montague Webworks is also a part of our 30% off store. And it means that you can get the services of Montague Webworks, like website creation and consulting too, right, Mick?
That's right.
You can get all that at a 30% discount. So imagine building your website and paying 30% less. It's an awesome deal. And there's information on how you can take advantage over at bear953.com, just click on 30% store and you'll see Montague Webworks listed. Mick, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.